Apparently, the wise men face a travel ban, and the shepherds have been furloughed, and the innkeeper has shut down because of a slump in bookings. But actually, Christmas has not been cancelled this year after all. And thank goodness for that, because the Christmas message is good news. It's such good news. And if there's one thing we could do with at the end of 2020, let's face it, it is some good news. The good news of the Christmas message is summed up in a verse in the Bible which says this: "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." When we give gifts at Christmas time, it actually takes us to the heart of what Christmas is all about. Because Christmas is about a gift. At root, it is about a gift. God's gift to us. The free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now, that is quite something to find in your stocking or under the tree this Christmas time. The gift of eternal life. But to appreciate the goodness of the gift, we have to appreciate something of the badness of the situation we are in without the gift. It says the free gift of God is eternal life. That's the good news. The wages of sin is death. Well, that's the bad news. And we need both. So if you just have the good news of the gift, it's a bit like having a key without a door to unlock. Or it's a bit like having a vaccine without a virus to fight. So we need both. If you've got an appointment with the doctor for some test results, or maybe you have a meeting with a boss for an assessment, or with your teacher for an end-of-term report, and if they say to you, "Look, I've got some good news and some bad news, which do you want first?" What would you tend to say? Well, according to multiple studies, 4 out of 5 people prefer to begin with the negative and end with the positive. And so that's what we're going to do, and that's actually the order in the verse. First then, the bad news. The wages of sin is death. Outside of church circles, sin is not a term that we hear much about nowadays. In fact, it probably feels quite dated and old-fashioned, as if from another era. The only context in which it still seems to be used regularly, as far as I can tell, is in sport. So in rugby or in ice hockey, if you commit an offence, then the ref may send you off into the sin bin. But even if the term has gone out of fashion, the reality is still with us. The biggest problem in the world today is not COVID, and it's not climate change, but rather sin. But what is sin? Well, sin is breaking God's law for how we should live. So he made us to love him and to love one another, and our failure to do that is sin. And that means we are all in the sin bin. Sin is also going our own way in life, rather than living under God's loving rule. So it's dancing to the tune of "I'll do it my way." The coronavirus, as I'm sure you know, is so called because it has crown-like spikes on its surface. Corona being Latin for crown. Well, sin is a spiritual coronavirus. It's living as if the crown is on my head instead of on God's. It's living as if I were boss in God's world. And sin is also putting other things in God's place. So it's being a bit like a bride who on her wedding day she promises to forsake all other until death, and who yet on her honeymoon goes off with someone else. So like an unfaithful bride who has gone after other lovers, we have given our hearts and love to everything but God. The Bible says all have sinned. So we're all in the sin bin. And that is not a good place to be. Because the verse says, the wages of sin is death. You can be fined up to £10,000 for breaking the government's rules on self-isolating when required to do so. But breaking God's rules for how we should live our lives, that leads to more than a fine. It leads to death. The wages of sin is death. Death spiritually, so being cut off from life with God now. Death physically, the elephant in the room. and death eternally, being forever separated from life with God. Sin is a serious business. With COVID-19, the infection mortality rate is about 1%. That is to say that of those infected with COVID, 1 in 100 die from it. But the infection mortality rate with sin is 100%. So out of 100 people infected with it, 100 die from it. Spiritually, physically, eternally. And we've all got it. Now, we may feel that this is harsh, but this death penalty is actually, it is what we deserve. The wages of sin is death, the verse says. Wages are what you earn. It's what you deserve. So you work away in your job, and each month you get your wages, you get your salary as a payment, as a reward. It's what you deserve. And so death is the wages of sin. It's what we deserve for going our own way, for breaking God's law, for putting other things in God's place. Apparently 93% of drivers believe that they are above average. We all have, don't we, an inflated view of ourselves. And what is true of driving is true of living. That we tend to think that we are better drivers and better livers than we actually are. We think God owes me. He really doesn't. We are getting what we deserve. In the film Knives Out, the family gather around expectantly after the old man's death to see what slice of the fortune each of them is going to get. But what they get is a shock. And we may think that we're going to get a big slice of the fortune, but having spent our lives ignoring the old man, we are in for a shock. So the bad news is, it's pretty bad. And we may feel that this is the last thing we need at the end of what's been, frankly, an awful year. So what is the good news? Well, the good news is that there is not just a vaccine, but there is a cure. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christmas is about giving. Well, God's gift to us is eternal life. Eternal life is the solution to death. So we've seen that because of sin, we die spiritually, physically, eternally. Well, eternal life reverses all of that. Spiritually, we come to life so that we can know God personally now. Physically, God brings us through death to life with him. And eternally, we will live with him and his people forever. So eternal life is about quantity and quality. It's quantity, so it's living forever, but it's also quality, living in relationship with God as we were created to. One hit Christmas song this year has these lines. I couldn't care less what's under the tree. I don't know what I'm getting for Christmas this year, but I'm hoping it gets you to me. If we've learned one lesson from this past year, it's surely that relationships are what we value most of all. So being separated from those we love has been one of the hardest aspects of this pandemic. And so for Christmas, what we long for most is, it's not what's under the tree, but it's being reunited with those we love. Well, Christmas is also about being reunited with God himself. It's about getting God to us and us to God. That is what eternal life is. This eternal life is God's free gift to humanity. So it's God's Christmas present to us. On the box it says, from God with love. We can't earn it. We certainly don't deserve it. In fact, if God operated like Father Christmas, and if he only gave gifts to those who had been good throughout the year, none of us would get this gift from God. By contrast, God offers this free gift to all of us, although we've gone our own way. Sounds amazing. So why isn't everyone rushing to grab the gift? Well, maybe it's a bit like in the Pixar films. Apparently, a key ingredient in the Pixar movies is that they don't simply have a happy ending. What happens is that when the main character eventually gets what they want, they realise it's not actually what they need. And so they then let go of what they wanted to get this deeper good. So in the film Up, the old man gets the house he wanted, but he then realises that he needs something deeper. He needs a true companion. Or in Cars, Lightning McQueen, he gets the piston cup he wanted, but then he realises he needs something deeper. Real friends. In Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear, he wants Andy, but he finally realises he needs a lifetime together with true friends. And so, like these characters, we may be pursuing all sorts of things in life that we feel we really want. But for many people, there comes a moment when we realise that actually what we need is something far deeper and more lasting. Something God is offering us, the free gift of eternal life. Relationship with Him now and forever. Well, how do we get it? The verse says the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift comes to us through Jesus. So we access it through Him because He made it possible. Jesus came to earth that first Christmas to get this gift for us. So through His death on the cross, He paid for it, dying to pay the penalty for all our sin, all our wrongdoing, so that we might be forgiven and be reconciled to God. When you're given a Christmas present, you tend not to get out your wallet to pay the person for it. A gift is free. But it's only free to you because somebody else has paid for it. And sometimes people leave the receipt, don't they, in the package just to remind you how much it cost. Well, eternal life is free to us only because Jesus paid for it. At enormous cost. The receipt in the box has a cross on it. He came to earth essentially on a shopping trip to buy the gift for us. At enormous cost. And that is why eternal life comes to us from God through Him, through Jesus. So it's not like the vaccine, where with different people coming up with different solutions and a range of options to choose from. Eternal life is from God through Jesus. And as with any gift, we only benefit if we receive it. Well, it hasn't been the best year, has it? But why not end it on a high? This Christmas would be a great time to say to God, thank you for the gift of eternal life through Jesus, and to receive it and to start to enjoy it.